Joe Biden's administration resettling 4,000 Afghans across U.S. every week. By John Binder on November 17, 2021. President Joe Biden's administration is resettling about 4,000 Afghans across 46 states in the United States every week, his officials confirmed. During a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing this week, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said the administration is resettling thousands of Afghans every week as part of its massive resettlement operation. "We're resettling, working closely with the agency. Just over an average of about 4,000 Afghan nationals a week," Mayorkas said. "Our timeline, between December and February to complete the resettlement of the Afghan nationals here. We're very focused on jobs, on housing, on funding." The administration is hoping to bring close to 100,000 Afghans to the U.S., though a plan passed by Congress, including 49 House and Senate Republicans, opens the door for an unlimited amount of Afghan resettlement. As part of Biden's resettlement operation, Afghans are being temporarily housed across various U.S. military bases in Texas, New Jersey, Virginia, Wisconsin, Indiana, and New Mexico. From there, they are resettled across a multitude of states as non-governmental organizations, NGOs, help to secure them jobs. Biden has promised Afghans they will be able to get work permits, free of charge. Also at the hearing, Mayorkas admitted that not all Afghans are undergoing in-person vetting before boarding flights and landing in the U.S., primarily on humanitarian parole that has been widely opened by the administration. "We are not conducting in-person refugee interviews of 100% individuals," Mayorkas said. Representative Matt Rosendale, R. Mount, along with other House Republicans, has introduced a plan that would ban the administration from using parole to fly Afghans to the U.S., hugely increase vetting procedures, and allow states to veto refugee resettlement. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.